7644 Public Relations Squadron is the Royal Air Force's only reservist media unit manned by professional journalists and public relations experts, with the RAF conducting operations in the UK, Afghanistan, and many other locations worldwide. The ability to tell the RAF's story in traditional media and online is vitally important. 7644 Squadron produces original material for print, audio and video media, supporting journalists from outlets as diverse as the BBC, Sky and local newspapers. The 13-strong unit has never been busier, with its officers on almost constant assignment in the UK and Afghanistan, fitting that unique RAF commitment around busy civilian lives. The man charged with keeping 7644 Squadron at the very front of the RAF's media capabilities is the unit's new officer commanding, Wing Commander Peter Clark. A PR consultant with 11 years' experience and a former army officer, he took up his new duties in July. Sir, tell me, how do you feel about this appointment as the new OC 7644?
It's an honour to be selected, and also with that comes a little bit of apprehension at what is probably one of the RAF's busiest times.
Can you give me an example of the sort of projects that the squadron might be asked to go and work on?
The one that's obviously the highest profile is a deployment to Afghanistan. 11 out of my 13 officers deployed on operations, not just Afghanistan, but also at the beginning of the period to Iraq. Those tasks range from escorting a BBC TV journalist through to a mobile news team, going out there to capture imagery and stories beyond where we can take journalists, through to an officer who's literally deploying as we speak to provide material for broadcast, print and audio media, documenting the progress that we've made in terms of the reconstruction and rebuilding of Afghanistan as a nation.
That's an incredible workload, and of course all of your officers are reservists, so they have civilian careers in media. How do you motivate them to give so much of their time over to the Air Force?
It's sometimes very difficult to explain to someone who's not associated with the military exactly what effect we're having in Afghanistan. The advantage of having my officers going out there is that they see for themselves. They've spoken to people doing it at the time, and that in itself is a motivation. They work very closely with RAF personnel outside of operations, because a lot of what we do on operations is dependent on our relationship and our ability to communicate and our knowledge of the personnel that we're working with. And all of that enables them to get to know both the Air Force as an organisation and its personnel as a corporate group and as individuals.
Now, we've talked there a lot about traditional media, TV, radio, print. Here we are talking on Audioboo. New media has obviously exploded. What's the squadron doing about new media at the moment?
I think what we're bringing is the expertise from the civilian world. New media is moving at a phenomenal rate, and for busy Air Force officers, lots of whom have come into communications very recently, staying ahead of technology is very difficult. So what we bring is the expertise that we have in our civilian life to explain how to use it. We can explain what the various media offer, what they can do and what they can't do, help the Air Force select which channels it wishes to use, and then we can do the technical side of delivering that.
Very busy squadron. Obviously, you need a constant flow of people joining. What would you say to somebody working in PR or journalism about the squadron?
I think it provides a challenging environment. It's a fast-moving story. You need to be able to react. Your skills need to be at the very top. Now, if you're a journalist, it will teach you how to work with organisations that are managing the information. If you are a public relations, it's a fantastic product to represent. Once you work with the people and once you understand what they are doing in the reality, the desire to communicate that, it almost takes over that actually you think everybody should know this. It's not a job, it's fun.
Thank you very much for talking to me, sir. If you're interested in finding out more about the squadron, you can visit the website www.7644sqn.org.uk.